Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I still don't believe a word he says anyway. Like, if he actually looks good this year, I think he'd come back for another season. I just, I don't believe a lot of things. Like, I don't believe the idea that he says, once I'm retired, you'll just never hear from me or see from me again.
All right, so.
Not believing that.
I think neither things are believable. Meaning, I actually think it probably is his last year here, last year in the NFL. But I'm not going to take his word for it. There's nothing that guy can say.
He's never shown you any track of honesty.
So that being said, I thought it was just funny how there usually when a future Hall of Famer, you know, 20-year NFL career, face of the league kind of quarterback, former Super Bowl winning quarterback, when they kind of hint towards retirement, people go crazy. A lot of people just were like, okay.
Because we've been the boy who cried wolf with him too many times. He's just told us too many things. And not even retirement adjacent. He's just told us too many things in the past that where we just gotta, we just take it with a shrug emoji. Because he changes so much within himself and so many in just a short time frame that what he thinks right now is not anywhere close to what he'll think 9-10 months from now.
So I think the other thing is, I also think I think nobody cares that he's retiring.
We kind of just want him away from us anyway.
I think there's a fair amount of people who just want Aaron Rodgers gone because
That's fair.
He's an annoying troll who I think, and a lot of people, not mine, but he's an annoying troll who abuses his own platform. And again, I see, I'm intrigued in him going to Pittsburgh because I think he's going to be better than people realize. And I think better than people realize in a situation tailored to him with enough talent to win, I expect Aaron Rodgers to be in the playoffs next year. But I think most people are not only do they hope that doesn't happen, they hope he fails egregiously, and then we just never have to hear from him again.
I'm in the second camp. I hope he fails egregiously, and then we never have to hear from him again. But even within that, I don't think that he's just going to disappear the way that he says he will.
No. He'll try and get the Tom Brady payday on TV or something
for
like
sure.
That.
But if he has the season that you think he will, because you've been pretty strong in his corner so far, when it comes to his playing ability, I have a hard time thinking he will just step away and call it a day. I think right now he thinks that because he actually sees some of the limitations that he has, and last year didn't go very well for him.
I actually think the only reason he's playing this year, if you already know, I just got one more year in me, or hey man, I think the only reason he's playing is how badly it went last year
to try to rewrite.
I don't know
that it was so awful.
I don't know that he cares about that. I think he cares internally about being able to say, I went out on top.
I did it my way song?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's so funny when we try and apply Aaron caring what anyone thinks. You know, Aaron sure has a lot of the earmarks of a textbook narcissist, although I'm not diagnosing. I'm just pointing out a lot of people have used that specific word with him. So, no. I mean, he wants to be able to, when people, 20 years from now, 5 years from now, 12 months from now, when he's golfing with whatever goofy bunch of, I'm trying to say it without saying it.
Just say it.
Have some Senka.
Say it with your chest.
When he goes golfing with a bunch of his weird narcissist buddies, he doesn't want to hear, wow, that last year really stunk. That's why I think he And he saw it. He's like, all right, Pittsburgh's a good enough team. I can go win there. And if I go out with either a Super Bowl, an AFC title game, or just a playoff appearance and playoff win in Pittsburgh, I don't have to get the crap from people who talk nonstop about how he stunk at the end.
Yeah, I think sometimes athletes overrate and they overthink that. Like Brett Favre, for instance, in the sack, the Corey Wooten sack that ended his career, nobody thinks like Minnesota was just an awful time and it was a failure or anything like that. Or even the Jets time that he had. What we think about right now is that he was trying to basically defraud his own state, his own home state.
Like, while sending pictures of himself to people.
Yeah, like what you do, I think, after you retire, and I think what you do in retirement and all that stuff will overtake what happens in the final couple years of your career. And then obviously the most important parts too, like the Super Bowls and everything else associated that with that. Like the MVPs that you've won, things like that matter the most, not the last couple years.
Unless you win a Super Bowl.
Well, if you're Tom Brady, it's different, right? If Tom Brady, he wins the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay, and that was more important for a couple different reasons, the biggest being that he showed he could do it without Bill. Like, there was something tied to his legacy already that he wasn't going to be able to escape from unless he won somewhere else. Whereas I don't think Aaron Rodgers lives with that. Like, he's not tied to, hey, was it Aaron Rodgers or Mike McCarthy? No one ever thinks that way.
Well, but I do think, I think this is maybe similar to like Peyton at the end of his career. People don't remember Peyton wasn't any good that last year. They just remember Peyton's got two Super Bowls.
Right, that's why people forget the second Super Bowl with him.
That actually might be, like, again, I don't think Aaron really cares about any of the external noise because he enjoys stirring it up too much and being just the dumbest provocateur on the damn planet. Just what a completely wasted effort of a human being and a platform. Now, that being said, I also think he understands that ring culture is a real thing. And yeah, there's a part of the conversation around him that getting a decent chance, and I think it's a decent chance, not a great chance, a decent chance to chase one more ring, yeah, it couldn't hurt. And certainly, if you do win the ring in Pittsburgh, I think that carries as much water as winning almost anywhere in the NFL because they're a historically great franchise.
Yeah, and obviously he's going to believe in his ability still. I don't believe in him for him, but he's going to believe in him. So if he thinks that this could be, because there is something about Aaron Rodgers not being in the all-time great quarterback discussions, although he's won a million league MVPs, he did only win the one Super Bowl. And like that does go against him in many ways.
So if we ask a question...
And his lackluster playoff record, too, on top of it, by the way.
If we ask, is Aaron Rodgers' legacy riding on this year, I don't think it's just a specific yes or no. To your credit, if he stinks it up and he just washes out of the NFL and that's just his career... 10 years from now, we're going to remember the Super Bowl. We're going to remember the championships. But do I think there's a way he can improve his legacy? Yes. I almost think it's like a no-lose situation if you're Aaron. Because of what you said.
Is. It definitely is.
And so, like, even something as simple as, hey, that last year he was in the NFL and then he went to a AFC title game and they lost to Mahomes because everybody loses to Mahomes.
That's it. And you say, oh, I was 40 years old. It happens.
And 41 years old.
Father Time's undefeated. Who knew?
And
everyone.
He got at least one playoff win to get there, the first playoff win in Pittsburgh since a decade.
Uh-huh. I'll be really impressed if he wins a playoff game. Like, I need to make that abundantly clear because I don't see it happening, but I'll be really impressed if he does, only because the list of people past 40 that are great at this quarterback thing, it's Tom Brady, and that's it.
Do you think he has to be great in Pittsburgh this year for them to do that? Because I don't.
Well, I just mean the idea that he won a playoff game. Like, it will always be a defensive-minded team. That's Tomlin. Look at the top five contracts on that team are all the defensive side of the ball. They've put all their resources towards that. So it's always going to be defensive first, and then what you do from there. But yeah, like, if you win a playoff game, that's huge.
I mean, I think if he is if he's just what he was overall last year, and I'm not talking about who he was, but you have to think about like the average of the last five games versus the first, I want to say, seven games. If you average that out this year in Pittsburgh, they're going to the playoffs.
I mean, so I looked up earlier from week 11 on where he was last year, and he was the 18th best quarterback in the NFL. Like, that's good enough play in that system with Pittsburgh. If they have the defense that they typically have, like, you could put something together there.
And again, that approximation of Aaron, some average what he did last year, and I wouldn't be surprised if he was a little bit better than that because you're year two removed from the Achilles injury. If all he is who he was, not only do you get to the playoffs, it gives you a really good chance to win a playoff.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Off game. Doesn't mean a definitive. He's got to be a step better to be a definitive win in the playoffs kind of quarterback at this point. But yeah, I just think it's a really interesting spot where The correct and proper response is Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, it's pretty sure it's my last year. Who gives a rip? That is the appropriate response now, and it will be the appropriate response if he does retire in a year. Mm-hmm. But he's got, you know, 6 months this football season to elevate his narrative, and there's not a lot of 41-year-old quarterbacks can say that about themselves going into their final. Peyton in this final year couldn't say that, and honestly, not just Peyton, Drew Brees. Drew Brees couldn't say that in his final year.
I do think he's going to fall into that Tom Brady category of guys that retire and then unretire, and it's just, and then you're constantly wondering for how many years after will they come back again.
Oh, see, I think the rumor will be floated. The one thing I will say is when he decides he's done with football,
that's how he gets his attention. Is that he just gets the rumors floated and then he has conversations based off of that.
Exactly, and that's that really is the biggest part of this. Man, I just got to say, like, I think there's a lot of people hoping, hey, let's just get through the next 6 months. Let's get after the fact that I don't have to talk about Aaron Rodgers anymore. It's like, why do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to let that happen? Like, at some point, this guy is going to force himself, ingratiate himself into the conversation that no one's asking him for.
Can I tell you something I found really funny? Not really football related with the Aaron Rodgers situation, but yes. I do think it's a little weird. How is it we don't know a thing about who his wife is?
Because she doesn't exist.
Oh,
yeah, I'm going to tell you right now. He's not married. No, this is a makeup thing.
Think about it. Like, so I was on TMZ the other day, and I'm like, if anybody were to have this, it would be TMZ. Mm-hmm. They would be the people that would be the ones behind all this, right? And I got everything that Shohei's interpreter that's in prison. I got his day by day, hour by hour schedule for what he's going to eat in prison. But like TMZ can't figure out who. Oh yeah, there was like some baked fish on there. I was like, oh geez, prison food. I don't know about
that's the stuff they put on the record. The stuff he's going to have to eat that's not on the record is the real problem.
You're a real good friend to Shohei for taking that fall, buddy. Yeah. You're a real good friend. But the point is that how is it that like TMZ, this is their area. How do we not know who his wife is? He's legitimately married, had the ring and everything, and we have no information on her.
He has a ring, and he said he was married. I don't know if that means it's legitimately married.
Fair. Very fair. It is just a ring, and it's just him telling us this. So you think this is all a ruse?
Yeah. They, do you realize how many times he's been papped walking on the beach in L.A. or in California with a ring on his hand by himself?
This is like my girlfriend goes to a different school. Is that what you're telling us is happening here with Aaron Rodgers?
I'm not saying it's Lene Kukua. Great,
I love this theory
by the way. It's not Lene Kukua.
This is fantastic. I need you to swerve into this one right until the point we find out who she actually is.
But I just don't believe
you
it.
You just don't think it's real? How do we not have info on this? Like, this is the thing TMZ would find out. This is the thing we all should know who this is.
We found out about a woman named Blue Earth.
I know.
He never mentioned her name. He never mentioned her name. We just found out. Oh, he's dating this absolute bat bleep insane person.
What's the long play if it's actually fake? Like, because at some point you do have to come and face the music with that you made up a wife. You can't do that.
No, we can do this at.
Does she die in a tragic ATV accident or something? And he just tries to say
another
like
Kukua reference.
I know. Like, what do we do?
What's
the end game here? How does this end?
You control your family, who he clearly still doesn't have a great relationship with, if you weren't at the wedding. He control everybody for guessing who's he married to. And I do think he can spend a whole thing, you know, as a married man, I've really changed since I got married in a way that is completely insincere, but totally Aaron Rodgers.
Or is it
one of those three things?
I added a fourth for you here. Is it the idea that he could say, wow, classic media really does believe just anything anybody will tell you?
That's it. Yeah. Yep. And by the way,
it was so easy to fool everybody. Everybody thought I was married and I never even did it.
It can be one of the four things, or it can be multiple of those together. He's a goofy, maybe crazy, like narcissist. Like, there's really like the idea that there's like, I just found love.
Okay, I have a hard time thinking TMZ is asleep at the wheel on this one.
Like, oh, no.
This is the type of thing they investigate and they try to find out.
They've got people in every place that they could find Aaron. If by the end of training camp, we don't have a name, occupation, social security number. If she is not heavily doxed, it's because she doesn't exist.
I like this theory. It made me feel a lot better than finding out what Shohei's interpreter was eating in prison.
Which we still can't talk about on air. 216-474-0092. Aaron Rodgers says this will be his last year. Is his legacy riding on this year? And I just grade the conspiracy theory. I don't think he's really married. I think it's a complete made-up thing, and God knows why he's doing it. And I think we have to face the reality that JP may have just become more of a guy's guy in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.